Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
It's a podcast where I try to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could put a thumb in my butt and spin me around. Oh, I really made myself happy with that one. My guest today, ooh, she's one of my favorites. She's so funny. You've seen her on Birthday Boys, the UCB show, and she performs at the Upright Citizens Brigade with the team Bangarang on Friday nights at 8 p.m. It's Toni Charlene!
Spin on my thumb, baby! Open up that ass!
What a delight.
Thank you so much for being here.
I am so excited to be here.
Oh, what a dream. Toni, I adore you so much.
I love you so much.
Oh, you're the best. And you're in a relationship that's literally relationship goals.
Ooh.
You and your partner, your boyfriend,
yes,
your man, your, mm-hmm, whatever you'd like to call him. You guys just seem so civilized.
Well, thank you.
And really kind to each other.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, we try to be mindfully kind to each other. We also are bullies to one another, or we play hard, I guess. But it's definitely a mutual respect. That's a very sweet compliment. Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
I love that.
And also, you're just so funny. I love improvising with you.
Oh, what a delight.
Toni, I just think you're the best, and you got nice white teeth.
Ooh, thank you. Every time I think of, I got into coffee, I guess it's 2 years now, but I'm like, do I need to give it up? Do I need, and every time somebody, this is awful. Every time somebody's like, nice white teeth, so I feel like I'm doing okay.
You're doing fine.
So thank you.
You don't have
what
to
I'm
give
trying
it
to say.
Up. You're welcome. Did you ever have to do dating apps?
I did not do dating apps.
Okay.
I think I was single a brief time in Cupid, the Cupid one.
Okay, Cupid.
I thought
Cupid
that's what
one.
It was.
Cupid.
Cupid.
You download a little baby that shoots people for you.
Yeah.
Cupid.
There's Dookie in a diaper. but I briefly dated this guy who was on OkCupid, and I like signed up for a profile to kind of be like, ooh, what's his profile? But there was truly, it was also something where we were in this weird relationship that we're like, we have an end date, we're like kind of dating,
Wait, you had an end date?
Yeah, where we're like, this is fun for now, but we need to kind of like end it.
Oh, did you say it out loud?
Yeah. Saying you're it like, out loud, I guess, right now makes it sound weirder. But at the time, we were both like, this is very mature. This is very great. But I signed up for it to kind of to look at his from like an outside perspective of like, what would I see? To also like help him out while we were dating. Like, it was truly it was a weird time. And I had never
this
had a relationship.
This is wild to me. Okay. I'm just going to like wrap my little brain around this. So you were dating somebody.
Yes.
Who you had had a conversation with and you were like, March 15th, we're done.
Yeah.
And he was on OkCupid and you signed up for OkCupid to be like, let me look at your profile and help you out.
Yeah, let me help you out. Like, let's see what we're putting down. Let's see what it looks like. Like,
and did you help him or her? I don't know.
Him. Only hooked up with a few ladies. But did I help? I don't think I necessarily helped. I think a few things was like, you're a very interesting, great guy. You seem to, he would be like,
oh no.
No, I feel like somebody might look at it. He's such a great guy. But was like, I've been to Brazil and traveled on train. And like, he like.
I've been to Brazil and traveled on train.
I'm not doing it justice. Like, he's well read and like way better than words with words.
I'm going to put that on my profile. I've traveled to Brazil and I've traveled on planes. And have you ever heard of a train? I've been on a train. You know what a car is? Guess what? Four wheels, baby. I've been taking places.
Turn to me on. But yeah, it was like one of those like hiking like pictures and like I'm traveled and I've had adventures and he like maybe with some flowery language was like packing too much heat. I'm not good with words.
No, I completely understand that because I've seen profiles where it's a man on the top of a mountain. Mm-hmm. It's a man with the Eiffel Tower behind him. And he was like, I'm only into girls who like spaghetti and traveling. And you're like, okay. Everybody likes traveling. Although I did get a DM from someone who was like, my boyfriend actually hates traveling, so give those people a chance. Yeah. And I was like, what? Who hates traveling?
My boyfriend before Drew and before this guy hated traveling.
What?
Yeah. He was just like, it's just too much. I was like, all right.
Okay. I guess I can understand how you hate the act of traveling.
Sure.
Like getting on a plane sucks.
Yeah.
Everyone's on their worst behavior. You're squished together with people. Mm-hmm. If you're a fat person, you're getting so many side eyes and sighs. And they're like,
because they're like, oh, don't.
I can't believe your big body wants to see anything new. So, like, I get that. But, like, seeing something new is cool.
Your big body. Just roll in a closet. Jesus Christ.
God, stay home and eat some cupcakes.
I love traveling with Drew, who is my partner, my boyfriend, is the best because it's to me, like, and I have told him this many times of like, I love traveling with you. Drinking on a plane, and this is sounds probably dumb and silly, but like drinking on a plane was very new to me. I was like, and we would fly Virgin a lot, which was
recipes.
Oh, I know,
it's now Alaska.
Gosh, and it was like you could order food and drinks after drinks, and he had the Virgin card, so like. He's like, it's triple the points. We'd be stupid not to, which is like, that's not how that works, but all right. And so it would be like food plates and champagne and tequila. And like, it would just be like, oh, the party doesn't have to stop. Mm-hmm. Like, it continues in the air. And then you can just,
it's
like,
fun.
Be crazy. It's great.
I love drinking on a plane.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
I also love eating on a plane, and I've tried to explain this to people. I'm like, it's like, I don't know, I like to put up the shade so like a bird can see me and be like, oh, she's really living.
Ooh, look at that girl. Is that worms? No?
No.
I don't know what it
is. She's got a whole plate of worms, and she's drinking? I might have to go down to the ground to get water.
Oh, the pond.
Do you think birds drink out of clouds because there's water in clouds?
Oh my gosh. It's not a dumb question per se. Because I hadn't thought about it. I don't think they drink clouds.
Okay. If there's a scientist listening and they know about birds drinking from clouds, please tweet at me.
Yeah.
And let me know if birds can drink from clouds. Because, okay, so California is always in a drought. I'm like, why don't we just, like, take the water from clouds?
Isn't there, okay, we're about to maybe both step into some dumb territory.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for it.
Because I don't know anything.
I'm ready.
I feel like, isn't there something that, maybe I'm mixing conspiracy theories with, like, true knowledge and lack of knowledge, where we can control the weather, where we could make rain clouds, but then you're kind of messing with the weather to where
we can make rain clouds?
Maybe not make them, but influence. Oh, God.
The people listening are going to be like, these are two dumb women who really have gotten together to just be stupid.
They're not completely wrong. Maybe this is my 7th grade history teacher who was insane, but I feel like it was like this this thing where, like, you could put something in the air to make
okay, clouds. So if you know about birds and clouds, and if you know if we can make clouds, please tweet at me, at Nicole Byer, and let me know about making clouds.
But, like, we would take the rain, but then that rain was meant for another, like, place. So I'll stop. This is also a history teacher, so also, why is a history teacher talking about rain clouds?
I don't know, but I really love that this man's like, a break from history. We got to talk about man-made rain clouds. They bring them, but they're meant for New Zealand, and they're here in America, and they're not meant for America.
I mean, like, you're stealing people's water, so, like... Okay, I'm done.
Oh, this is wild. I'll stop.
That's the full thought.
Oh, what a treat.
Please let me know. I secretly hope somebody still tweets at you and is like, yeah, that's 100%.
I hope so. Please, if you don't even know, just co-sign this, that if you make a rain cloud, you're stealing someone's water.
Or if we can actually do that. Do you think we could do that?
I mean, I don't know. The world is wild, and I'm not surprised when things happen. I'm like, okay, sounds about right.
The world is wild.
Here's a question. When did you get your first boyfriend?
Oh, I wasn't allowed, I think, to date till I was 16, but I had, like, boyfriends before that.
Oh.
So I think, like, sixth grade, maybe not a boyfriend, but, like, boyfriend in that sense of, like, we have crushes on each other, and, like, we've held hands,
each other,
but we're terrified.
Hold a hand.
So I would say that, but, like, first real boyfriend was probably, like, 16.
What is a high school boyfriend like? What a vague, very broad question. I didn't have a boyfriend in high school.
Different for a lot of people. For me, he was, oh gosh, he was a lot of cool things. He played the electric guitar and was like in band and also played jazz band. He was the quarterback.
Wow. What a well-rounded jock.
Yes. He was also in AP classes, advanced placement classes. Yes. Also, this was in Washington State. There was an earthquake once, and he pushed me to run through the door and outside. So that's, like, the kind of gauge of a man.
Oh, man. And I love him. Was it a bad earthquake?
It was, like, a pretty serious earthquake. But, like, it lasted a bit, and you could, like, tell it was an earthquake. But I, like, calmly walked out and was like, did you just push me? And then he grabbed my hands, and he's like, it's an earthquake. And I was like, yeah, I fucking know.
Oh, but, I love how chill you were about an earthquake. I really love that he pushed you out of the way. I constantly think about what I would do. And I was with Marcy, our friend Marcy Giroux. We were driving, and she like took a sip of water and like coughed a little bit. And I was like, oh my God, did you just start like choking? She's like, yeah, but I'm fine now. And I was like, oh boy, I don't know what I would do if you started choking if you were driving. I guess I'd open your door, push you out, climb into the driver's seat and like drive. And Marcy goes,
e-brake and pull over.
That's what she said.
Or not e-brake, but like slowly.
Well, no, that's what she said. She was like, I would pull the emergency brake and then like
flashers.
Take the wheel and like guide you over to the side of the road. She was like, are you trying to tell me that you would push me?
Unbuckle that seatbelt.
We were also on the freeway.
Face first.
And no other thought came to my brain. Mm-hmm. I was like, obviously, well, she's done.
So yeah.
Unbuckle that seatbelt, push her out of the car, and then like,
I'd be stupid not to.
Yeah, I need to live because she's done.
Wait, would you then climb over and get in her seat?
Yes.
Okay.
And close the door.
Of course, close the door.
And then I guess pull over and then try to stop traffic to be like, I pushed right. my friend out of the car.
That's
I don't know. There's a
you
lot
don't
of times.
Know. Now you know. Yeah.
There's a lot of times where I truly cannot think of a better option instead of an insane one. I was trying to make a date with this dude and I was like, okay, so I have a show. So let's get dinner before my show. I'll go to my show and then I'll come back to your house and fuck you. And he was like, what? Why? And I was like, I don't know. Does that make sense? And he's like, well, I mean, we could just hang out before your show or after your show. And I was like, oh, that never occurred to me.
Sure.
And I don't know why I make life so much harder than it needs to be.
But also, why not do that?
Because it really didn't make any sense.
If I want to hang out with before, I also don't want you to be at my show. And then I want to fuck afterwards, like...
Yeah, but like we just hung out before and it was fine.
Right, okay.
And I just like you just went had home sex after
before
my show.
Your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. Fine. Okay, I see. Yeah.
It was truly
We'll meet downtown.
We'll meet downtown. We'll take go a up lift and down a staircase. Take a lift to circle us around two blocks. And then I'll take a different lift to your house. And then we'll army crawl our way across your driveway. I don't know. It was, I guess I love just like making a plan.
Sure.
A fun little plan.
That's fun.
I don't know. I'm constantly just making no sense to anybody.
That's not true.
Thank you, Tony. How many boyfriends have you had? Is that a weird question?
That's yes. not a weird question. I am a serial
monogamous,
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I could probably like we are boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably count. Okay, hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
You do something fun.
Okay.
Or we edit this song. Now I can't concentrate. Okay. One, two. Are we talking like? Does junior high count? Like you're
yes
it does
yes
oh man
oh wow
Let's see. Okay, all right, okay keep going. I'm gonna this is too much pressure I'm gonna say maybe nine, including
wow.
like elementary up until now.
Oh, what a treat for you. Oh,
I mean
boy.
Kind of, but
that's,
no
that's
not really
a nice amount.
Sure.
I've never had a real boyfriend. So, okay. I, in elementary school, had crushes so hard.
Sure.
I
get crushes ugh. Easily. Like, even now.
Oh.
But not like, but nothing I would never act on or be like mm-hmm. even horny for. But like, oh, I think you're like so talented and fun, mm-hmm. but nothing. And it'll go away within hours.
Oh.
Like, but little fluttery like, oh, I have a crush, or I think you're so cool, but nothing. Is that wrong?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think I've never been in a relationship, so I forgot that even though you have someone, you can look at somebody else and be like, ah, oh, you're a real treat and a dream, and I like you, and I got a little crush. But, like, I'm not going to act on it because I do have this person.
Yeah, and I'm also, like, for me, I also don't want to necessarily act on it. Like, even when I would be like single during obviously a breakup mm-hmm. onto my next relationship, I would like maybe be at a bar and a guy would like approach me and I would mm-hmm. think he's so handsome and like stuff. And I would just be like, bye. Like I couldn't like there was no like I don't know. I guess those are two different situations as far as like having a crush in a relationship or out of a relationship. There's nothing, like I said, horny or sexy about it or anything I would physically want to act on other than like, oh, you're just a fun crush. You're just a silly thing.
Whenever I get a crush, I'm always trying to act on it. I'm always real horned
but
up.
But that's different. Yeah. When you're not in a relationship or you're horny and you like have a crush, absolutely. I think that's so fun. Do you think it's fun to have crushes?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I feel like it's fun to have a crush, but then when you're like, is it reciprocated? Do you like it? I guess I'll just ask you out. Oh, yeah. Well, you said no. I guess I kill myself.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's never fun. In elementary school, I loved these. I'll say their real names. If you're out there listening, let me know what you felt about me in elementary school. Keith Laub, Matt Drury, Mike Lindy. I loved those three boys. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, so much. And I can't find them on Facebook or anywhere.
Yeah.
So who knows if they passed away?
Yeah. The guy that I dated in high school for a few years, last I knew was selling vacuum cleaners.
Oh.
And like, I was also head over heels for this guy. And was also not like taught about relationship and like sexuality. Mm-hmm. Like I grew up in a very a laid back, open yet religious like family.
I grew up the same way. Like my mother was a Christian.
Uh-huh.
We had to go to church every Sunday. We went to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
We went to fucking vacation Bible school.
Yes.
I was in the goddamn choir.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be an usher, which is stupid because people know what a seat is. Like, you know, like they're not assigned seats in a church. It's not like a concert. But my mother was like pretty open about stuff and we talked about sex and we talked about like my period and whatnot. Nothing was like a true blue mystery except for tampons.
Oh yeah. I remember when my mom's a nurse and I think was very, also open. I was on the dance team. I went to a Baptist Pentecostal church.
Oh.
And so, it got real nuts. But I remember being like, I want to use a tampon. And she's like, okay, well, that's, you know, usually for people of and I wasn't having sex or anything at all. It was just felt more adult.
My mother just said to me, she was like, you don't want to use those. And I think it was like toxic shock syndrome. I think that was her thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it had anything
to do
with
that for a while.
Sex.
Yeah.
But the first time I put a tampon in, I don't know if I've talked about this, but anyway, I didn't realize the applicator pushed it in you.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the bottom out and I was like, well, I guess I don't need that. And then I shoved the whole thing in me, cardboard and all. Was laying down on my back because I was like, that seems right.
Yeah.
And then I stood up with cardboard inside of me and was like, I don't know how women do this. This must be why my mother said no, because my vagina is not ready to carry cardboard around.
Right.
Also, I wasn't even on my period. I just wanted to figure out how it worked. And I wore it for maybe 15, 20 minutes before I was like, this is the most painful thing I've ever had in my body.
Uh-huh.
And then I took it out and then didn't use tampons for a very long time until my friend Tess used OB tampons. And she's like, there is no applicator. And I was like, oh, so how does that work? She's like, you just shove it up there. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I figured out how an applicator works, maybe at the age of 20.
Yeah, I feel like mine was later too. I wore thongs backwards for a long time. Dead serious. Like, I feel like I had to sneak thongs, and then I wore them backwards for so long.
That's really funny.
Like probably till 18. Like,
who told you that you were wearing it wrong? Where did you see?
I saw.
Mm.
But I always thought like G string, like there's a string and then it's like I don't remember how I like realized.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I saw another like girl and I was like, is that what we're doing? I mean, it makes sense because the tag's in the back, but sometimes the tags are in different places.
Sometimes they're on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you like get changed in high school for gym with your thong on backwards? I hope that happened and women or like the girls in your class were like, wait, maybe I'm wrong. Tony seems to have it all figured
out. They might have. I did play a lot of sports and like was very confident person. So I feel like maybe nobody ever said anything either. That is very
I remember seeing my first thong in high school and being like, wow, they're really doing it. Because it was like people were blowing each other and like having sex. And
oh
I was
my
like,
gosh.
And they're also all wearing thongs. So I guess I have to get me a thong.
Yeah.
So I stole a thong. I still have my first thong that I stole.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
I am a hoarder light. I love keeping things
like
that
specific.
Truly don't mean anything, but like mean something. It was silver, or it is. I own it still. Mm-hmm. It's silver, kind of roughly on the sides with ladybugs on it.
Nice.
And it was too small, but it was the biggest size in the store, and it barely fit me. And truly, it looked like I wasn't wearing any underwear when I wore it.
I wore two smaller thongs too, like where just didn't it wasn't sexy.
It wasn't sexy, and it's not comfortable. And you're just like, it's in my butt. It lives in my butt.
Yeah,
and it kind of hurts my butt.
I love thongs now. I mean,
I
for
do
a
not
long
like
time,
thongs.
I love them.
I don't like them. I guess I have a big butt, so like my butt eats it anyway.
Sure.
So it just, it's not comfy cozy for me.
Yeah, it just feels like there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But people love a thong.
I love a thong.
Not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Full brief. A full high-waisted brief is
okay.
What I like.
I think I get what that is. Well, because there's like brief, boycott.
Uh-huh.
I know boycott. And then there's
brief, boycott, high leg,
mm-hmm.
A Hanes pack of 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm more thinking of.
That's basically like what I wear. I also buy them two sizes too big, so they're kind of loose.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
I was on the swim team from
ooh, wait. We got to take a break.
Oh, yay!
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out. So you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/date me. Okay. Hey, Did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
And we're back! Okay, so you were on the swim team.
I was on the swim team, from the age of 5 till forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the bathing suits would get a real baggy butt.
Ah.
But I would go to swim parties and wear my one piece, like, baggy ass swimsuit and just not give a fuck. Like,
I love it.
It would truly be like, I don't know why. I was just not concerned with, like, There was just other options, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, my swim team swimsuit with That's what I wear. If you're going in the pool, like, it's serious business. Like, not trying to have fun. I'm trying to be in that pool.
I came to this pool party to fucking do laps. Yeah. Okay.
Get out of my way.
That's very funny. I wore hand-me-down bathing suits because there was Angela LaBoy, who lived in my neighborhood. She was my mom's really great friend, had 2 daughters who were, I think, 3 or 4 or 5 years. They were older than us. And my mom was not a cheap woman, but she was just like, I don't know, why not wear hand-me-downs?
Yeah.
They're not wearing them. Who fucking cares?
Mm-hmm.
So then we would get, like, a garbage bag full of clothes. It'd be very fun. It'd be a bunch of stuff my mother would never buy for me. She never bought name brands because she was like, free advertising that we're not paying for. So then, like, they would give me, like, a Tommy Hilfiger shirt or whatever. And there was these 2 Speedo bathing suits. And I was like, ooh, Speedo, a brand that I don't get to wear because we only shop at Caldor and Bradley's, if you remember those. They're from the East Coast. They're like Kmart's, whatever. And one was teal, one was purple. They were one pieces. They did not fit me well. I don't really have titties, and they were, like, big. They wanted me to have titties. This bathing suit really wanted my boobs to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of loose in the front, tight in the butt, because my butt is big. And then anytime I went swimming, anytime I dove in the pool, it would just fall to the middle, and my tits would just be out. But I loved the bathing suits because I said Speedo on them.
Yeah, same. I had that, too, where it would – I remember being on a swim team and, like, pushing off the wall and, like, my tits coming out, and also just not doing anything. Just being like, well, just that's like, well, what it is.
I guess that's how I'm supposed to swim, with my little 2 titties out and my tit thong.
Yeah, my tits going every which way.
Oh, boy. I also had this one bathing suit. I love that we're just talking about bathing suits. Like, this one bathing suit that had a zipper up the front.
Ooh,
that was black and white. I fucking loved it.
Absolutely.
But it was too small for my fat little body. And I jumped from a diving board that was super high up. And then I just, like, jumped with my feet first. And then it, like, ripped open the zipper. And then I couldn't figure out how to re-zip it. So then I just spent the rest of the pool party just, like, holding it tight.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. And then I got real fat and started wearing pants in the pool.
Pants? Full-on pants?
Full-on pants and a shirt. And I was like, looking back, I was
like jean pants?
No. Not sweatpants, but there were these like parachute okay. pants.
Okay.
And it was like a loose, thin material. And looking back, I was like, who was this for? Was it for me
it
to like
to just make you feel more comfortable?
Cover this whole body.
Yeah, but I get it.
Wish someone had pulled me aside and been like, bitch, wet clothes on a big body is still a big
right.
body.
We know what's happening right now. Yeah. Yeah. I was a bigger kid, and that of course is like your most like mm-hmm. vulnerable, you're half naked, and also just mm-hmm. realizing so much about your body. But also like would be like, oh yeah, no, I'm cool. And like I used to jump into pools fully clothed because I thought it was funny. But also mm-hmm. part of me, I think, was like, oh, then I don't have to get in a suit.
Yeah, I think it stemmed from me being like, aren't I kooky and wild?
Right? Aren't, yeah.
But it's like, no, girl, you're just really self-conscious about your body.
Yeah.
And also my boobs came super late.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like body and then little mosquito bites. Ugh, being a woman. It's so hard. I remember asking my mother for a bra, and she was like, you don't need one. And I was like, okay, but like, I want one?
Yeah, that's better than, oh God, ew, I don't even, I was jump roping one time, mm-hmm. and my dad's like, I think you need to get like a bra or something.
Oh, no.
I don't know. And I was just like, so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And I have two older brothers, and the first bra I got, and I told my mom, like, I wanted a bra. You know how they have those, like, training bras mm-hmm. or, like, training? That's such a weird name. Like,
a
you're training your tits.
Or... very strange because it's like, what are we training them
yeah,
for?
What's happening? So I got, like, a hand-me-down bra because mm-hmm. I was, like, staying at this girl's house. And she was like, oh, like, she was a little bit older. And she, like, gave me an old bra that was, like, you know, this cute bra. And I wore it, like, once to the, like, to church, and like I think I wore it maybe with like a white shirt, and then like mm-hmm. my mom's like, oh, are you wearing a bra? And then I was like, yeah. And then like some lady from the church was like, oh my God, I knew it all church service. I was looking at Tony. I knew she was wearing a bra.
Oh my God.
I was so embarrassed. And then that night, my brothers put it on my stuffed animal Snuggles that I still have. I was just like, what is
this? You're like, what? Snuggles doesn't need the support. I need the support. People are so embarrassing about, like, and also we don't talk about
woman.
We don't talk about girls coming of age in a normal way. Like, my cousin had a period party for her daughter.
Oh, wow.
Like, a whole thing, and then had cousin send her stuff, and I was like, why?
Did you go?
No, because they live in, away. They live in a different state.
Can you tell me any more about it? Like, do you give gifts? Do you?
Yeah, so she
asked there games?
A couple of the cousins to send her, like, little tidbits and stuff about becoming a woman.
Okay.
And I was like, I like it in a way, but mm-hmm. I also kind of hate that you had to have a party about it.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it was just a thing that was like, oh, we have our period. It's my period's here, and I've known about it for a while, and it's not this mysterious thing that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember in high school putting tampons in my sleeve, and
oh my gosh, that whole, and now I look at commercials that are like,
I would put pads in mm-hmm. my sleeve.
That are like, oh, like hide your tampon in mm-hmm, this neon mm-hmm. fucking whatever thing. Like, but I remember that. Also, I feel like junior year, I was like, fuck it. And like would be very brazen about mm-hmm. it and be like, pull them out from all over mm-hmm. and just be like, yeah, this
now
is what
I'm
it is.
Very like, brazen.
Yeah.
I did an episode of The Doughboys and went to the bathroom and was like, oh no, I have my period. How awful. So then I like went and got a tampon and then I was like, headed back to the bathroom, got to shove a tampon in. Because I was like, it is weird for me to return. Like, I've had unfinished business in the bathroom. So I was like, it's either they'll wonder what the fuck I'm doing, or I just tell them. And then Mitch and Weiger were just like, ah, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, the two men.
And then Mitch was like, I do have to empty the trash in the bathroom. And I wanted to be like, I'm not leaving you a present. There wasn't one in. I'm not
trying to make you feel comfortable,
you
but just not understanding what that is.
And it's so funny that like men just can't be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the whole thing of like a lot of movies are like, dad has mm-hmm. to buy a tampon because mom's gone.
Mom's like, dead. And now I'm just tasked with trying to understand a woman. Although, maybe I told this story. I don't know. But my mother, she died when I was 16. And I think I was in high school still. And I didn't have bad cramps or anything, but I was just like, ugh, my period's really taking it out of me. And I was like laying on the couch all snuggled up. And then I was like, I don't have any pads here. And then my dad was like, so what? Are you just bleeding on the couch? And I was like, I mean, basically, I'm sitting in my own filth. I need more pads. And my dad was like, somebody get her pads. And my sister was like, well, dad, you could just go to the store and get them for her, or she could just drive herself. And he's like, no, Catherine, you go get them. And I was like, yeah, Catherine, go get them, because I'm just rolling around in my filth. And then he was like, stand up. I don't want it on the couch.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
just
it was
a complete non-understanding.
Very funny, because mm-hmm. he truly, I think, thought I was free bleeding all over his couch.
Right? I one time, and this is bad and silly, but was like doing the show. I somehow tricked a guy, and not tricked. Hmm. I was just like, I'm on my period and I would love a burrito. Like, was like, there was something. I made it seem like kind of an emergency. And like, they went to Cactus. This was Drew, actually. Mm-hmm. He went to Cactus Taco and was like, are you okay? Here's a burrito. Oh. Do you need a sweater to tie around your waist? And I was like, I am an adult woman, but I think the situation I probably presented made it sound like I was like, I can't control my...
I don't know. I'll never be okay if I don't get a taco. Honestly,
the fact that I
it is kind of a treat that we can do that to men.
It is, in the way that it's like, oh yeah, this is the only time that, like, one, you don't have a comprehension. I'm mm-hmm. going to take advantage of your mm-hmm. ignorance.
It's like, I'll which be I fine not, without a burrito,
right?
But I will be happier with a burrito.
It'll everything
Do
will be better.
Do you need a sweater to tie around your waist? Oh, that's so funny. I once bled on a banquette at a...
On a what?
A banquette. Like a bench seat at a restaurant. I think it's called a banquette.
You're probably right.
Or I might be very wrong and have made up a word. Honestly,
I thought you said baguette at first and I...
I bled on a baguette. Oh. I thought it was a pair of pants. It just crumbled all over me. And then I was bleeding.
I'll take a French onion soup and a pair of pants, I guess.
But this was at Tender Greens in Hollywood.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I got up, looked down, and was like, oh my gosh. No.
Yeah.
And then I went to the bathroom and was like, whoa, no. I don't know how I didn't feel this a-coming.
Right.
It was as if someone had burst a balloon filled with water.
Oh my God.
But instead of water, it was chunky blood.
Bodies are beautiful.
They're awful.
Bodies are beautiful.
They're awful. And I
that was a lot.
Just left it there because I didn't know how to go to the counter to say, I'm sorry, I bled on your seat.
Did you like try to clean it up?
I tried a little bit and it wasn't working. And I was like, I can't. This is bad.
Okay.
And then we get to the car. I'm with Milheiser, my roommate.
Oh my God.
I was like, I have to get a garbage bag out of the trunk. And he was like, why? And I was like, I gotta sit on it. He was like, why? And I was like, because I'm bleeding everywhere. And then he laughed at me for the full ride home. He's constantly learning about women in a way that is not normal
like
to other women. Because I don't know anyone else who's been like, yep, I gotta sit on that trash bag.
Well, I mean, we've been there.
Ugh, it's so awful. In high school, here's a very left field question. Did you ever have to give, like, not have to, but on Valentine's Day, like, gift your girlfriend or boyfriend, like, a carnation? Did your school do that?
My school did do that. Or they would do this thing that was, like, Crush. You could buy a can of Crush, the soda,
mm-hmm.
and send it to somebody for like 50 cents.
Oh.
And then you could lock it for $1, where you could send it to somebody,
uh-huh.
But you could pay $1 for them not to know who it is.
Oh.
Or if you got a can of Crush, you could get, I clearly have a crush on you. And they would deliver it during classes and everything. I remember...
That sucks that if you're poor, you can't have anonymity.
Yeah.
If you are poor, they're like, we're going to put you on blast that you have feelings.
But I think also the idea is like, I have a crush on you. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have a crush on me?
Yes.
And so you could see it. But it's also like this third party thing. And it's just a weird thing to be like, I'm coming into a class and here's your can of crush. Right? And yet, yeah.
It's very weird. And then also it's like, why isn't that student in class?
Yeah, it was part of like the, you know, the leadership like team or whatever that was like. Anyway, I remember making a thing with like girlfriends that were like, hey, buy me a can and I'll buy you a can. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay.
That's like sending yourself flowers at work to be like, I'm loved at home.
Right. It truly was one of those things that was like, again, I have two older brothers, very comfortable around guys, like very tomboy. Who?
Your two older brothers.
Oh, honey.
Let me in your family.
What a dream.
Come
what
on.
A
Let me in your family.
Dream.
Come on.
Nicole, what a dream. They are. I don't know if...
Oh, no, you don't. Okay.
No,
okay.
That's not on you. That's my brothers have to get it together.
Okay.
That's
right.
That. That's what that
Tell
is.
Tell them to get it together so I can be part of your family.
Oh, my gosh. I would love that.
In my high school, we had carnations that you could send on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So there was white, a friendship one, which is like, right. Why?
Right.
Why are you sending friendship carnations?
Mm-hmm.
Pink was like, I'm interested. And then red means I love you.
Of course, yeah.
And I loved this boy, Mark D'Angelilio, and he sent me a pink one, and I was beside myself.
Yes.
I was like, he's interested.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna love him forever. Woo-hoo. But then he also like, he got a girlfriend and then like didn't love me forever. And it was really sad. I think I was in sixth grade and he was in eighth grade.
Oh, ugh,
and I,
okay.
He was so hot. He had blonde hair and a long face and I loved it.
Do you ever like think back and you're like, maybe they weren't, well, I mean, I've course, you're looking at children when you're looking back, mm-hmm. but like I thought my boyfriend at the time was so handsome, and he wasn't. Like mm-hmm. he had like, oh, this is oh
yes, I, yes.
I would like, oh my god, I like popping zits,
yuck!
And I would like,
ooh,
I know,
I said say it, and it was awful,
and I would like. Pop zits that were like on his chest. Oh. And I would also like, oh, give him scalp massages, and he had dandruff.
Yuck.
And I would,
Tony, yuck.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
Ugh. But
anyways.
You kind of have to deal with nasty little boys until
yeah.
someone tells them to take a shower and wash their hair.
Right?
Have you seen the movie Eighth Grade?
I just watched it the other night.
I watched it last night. What a treat of a fucking movie.
Absolutely.
And the crush that the girl has on that boy is so funny.
Absolutely.
He's so skinny.
With the
and
double
boring.
Fuck you.
Yes.
And those like.
Ugh.
And the guy. In the pool, what is it, Gabe?
Gabe,
that's
I
Drew.
Love Gabe.
We watched it together and we're like, oh no, this is. And her in her one piece bright ass green Speedo swimsuit.
So much of, he really captured a lot of adolescent awkwardness.
Oh, absolutely.
My only, like, gripe about the movie, gripe, mm-hmm. is that a good word? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that she didn't have a single friend.
That's true, yeah.
Like, you didn't have one singular friend.
Yeah.
All of the weird kids in my school had at least one
yeah.
weird friend.
I get, maybe they were insinuating it with that, like, drama girl
maybe.
Quickly, but
yes.
yeah, you're right.
I, and then when they have that chicken nugget dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
You're so awesome.
Yes.
Thank you. Not a problem.
Yes.
I love, oh God, what sharpshooter of the week. So
and then
cute.
When she's trying to figure out a blowjob and she has that banana, and then her dad's like, I thought you hated
yeah.
bananas. I wrote it down in my app that you hate bananas. She's like, I love them now. Bites into it, almost vomits, and then he goes, you don't like bananas. And she's like, fine, I don't like bananas. And then thrusts the banana at him. It truly, like,
that
movie had me go through. I was like, I love her. I hate her. I feel
mm-hmm.
for her. This is so awkward. Like, it's such a well done movie about
Absolutely.
Adolescence and love and trying to figure shit out. And then I love when that crush is like, she's like, I have nasty pictures. And he's like, okay, you give blowjobs? And she's like, yeah, really good ones.
Yeah.
And I remember when I, like, the first time someone asked me if I, like, gave a blowjob before I'd given one, I was like, yeah, of course, yeah.
Of course.
Are you good at it? Yeah, the best. I have a medal. Right after, you know, gymnastics, I'm blowing people.
I get off that fucking horse onto a dick.
Mouth I ride horses first. And I ride dicks with my mouth.
A you front can say full riding. Into a front dick. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then you have to find out what a blowjob is.
Yeah.
And she has the internet, so it's easy. Me in the library trying to figure out. Because it was like 6th or 7th grade and we had dial up and I was like, I didn't want to like type blowjob in.
Yeah.
Because my mother checked my search history. Once I looked up Playgirl and she was like, Nicole, why are you looking at Playgirl? And I looked at my mother and I said, I wanted to see penises in a way that made me happy.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And she was like, okay, well, I would like it if you didn't do that. And I said, okay. It was a very weird conversation where I wasn't in trouble, but I was like letting my mother know that I was like, I'm this trying to thing. See that.
Yeah, this is an open door.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, I remember I literally, my first blowjob went,
yeah!
And then Mike was like, what? I thought that's what it was. Like,
it is so weird that we call them blowjobs and not suck jobs.
Yeah.
Or slobber jobs.
Yeah, slobber jobs. I'd love to give a slobber
job. I would love to know who coined the phrase blowjob. Maybe a blowjob did evolve from blowing on a dick to sucking it.
Maybe
a woman was blowing on the dick, and then he was like, but like, what if you just put it in your mouth?
Whoa,
and she was like, wait. You want me to put it in my mouth? He's like, yeah, maybe you don't blow on it because it's already dry. And it's not hot. It's not like soup. So,
hot dick.
Oh, your dick's so hot. Your dick's on fire. Or maybe a blowjob stems from somebody with like herpes or chlamydia. And they're like, my dick is on fire.
Oh.
And then a woman's like,
oh, gosh, that poor woman.
I mean,
poor man.
Let's get
poor
real. Whatever. Poor women all over the place.
Ugh.
Did you go to a 4-year college?
I didn't go to college. I dropped out.
Oh, good. Good. I think most people, if you want to go into the arts, you don't need a degree.
Yeah, I did study abroad in China and then I dropped out.
Oh, you went to China?
Yeah, for like a semester.
Oh, how long is a semester?
6 months.
Ooh, that's a good
Isn't
chunk
it?
Of time.
I don't know. I'm not the one to ask.
I have no idea.
I know nothing about college.
I don't know. That's fun. Did you have a Chinese boyfriend?
No, but I was trying.
Yeah.
Like before I went, like we had this like student meeting and they're like, okay, any questions? And I was like, legit, like, are we going to learn any like Mandarin or like, because it was for like international journalism and business. And it was like, whatever gets me over here. I was like, what, like, how do we say like, I don't know, like, no commitments. And like, like I was trying.
That is so funny. So how do we say no commitments in Mandarin or like one night stand or like just for tonight?
Yeah. Like,
did anyone teach you?
No. I mean, I know some things, but it never got into that. It was also, I was too loud for a lot of, or just I spoke. This was also like in, I don't know, 2006 or 7. And I just remember like we went to a big college there and a lot of like trying to be like beautiful, but you talk too much.
Oh no.
Like you need to be quiet.
And you're like, you're too loud and you keep saying you want to gobble dick. And that translates. And I don't like
it. They understood.
We hate this so much.
Why do you ask?
If you had a boyfriend in college? I don't know.
Oh, you said if I, you asked if I went to college. I didn't know if I had a boyfriend in college.
Because you're a serial monogamist, so I'm trying to walk through your relationships.
Yeah, I had a boyfriend out of, so I dated a guy my senior year of high school. And then, like, after that, I wasn't sure if I was going to, like, go to UCLA. Mm-hmm. I toured that, and I thought that was going to be my school. And then I was like, oh, this just doesn't fit for me. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't sure if like Cal Arts or, and then I fell in love with Chapman and I was like, okay, I'll wait a year and then try to get into Chapman. Mm-hmm. And then like, so we were still dating for those like 2.5 years that would, I guess, consider to be my college-ish. And then like went to China and moved to LA. He was a lovely Mormon guy who, I guess stop being Mormon and
Getting real.
And started getting real. he moved to Oregon and became, oh my gosh, loves the solstice.
A witch.
Wiccan? Yes, sure. Became Wiccan. Okay. Yes.
Loves the solstice.
Gosh, that was so rude of
that. It's okay. I'm so witch mean. And sure, Wiccan.
But yeah, and then moved to LA, dated a couple of guys, and then has been with Drew.
For how long?
I don't know. I think like 6 years.
Know.
I don't know.
I mean,
I've never been one for anniversaries or like any sort of like thing like that. It's never been like this is when we got together. We also don't agree. We just pick a date in July to celebrate.
Oh, that's sweet. The 4th? No, that's dumb. Here's a question. When did you guys decide that you were exclusive to each other?
So he lived in Amsterdam for a few years. Mm-hmm. And
oh, you dated when he was at Boomshoe?
Well, I visited him only because I was like, I knew Drew. Mm-hmm. I didn't know him well, but like, he was in the community, our community.
Improv. Make 'em up, people.
And I was like, oh, I know him. And this is a free place to stay. Mm. And so why not? And so like I went over there for a week, was like staying with him. And through that week, before that, I had no interest. Mm-hmm. I was like not attracted, thought he was like so funny and like fun to be around, but was like not interested. And then in that week, first time doing ecstasy.
Ooh, yes.
A lot.
And you were like, touch my body.
I was like, can I just touch your hair? Like, what are you doing? And then that kind of like sparked something. And then I was like into him. And like we would talk for hours on end, like on GChat. And was just, we were also in, obviously, two different time zones. Mm-hmm. And so it was like kind of like a relationship. But there was always like, hey, if you want to date people, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. Like, same with me. But meanwhile, I was like, he won't date somebody else. I'm cool as hell. And like, but it was like, oh, yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. No worries. No problem. Like, you do it. And then I was like, and then a guy was interested in me and then he like hooked up with a girl and I was like, what? You did the thing that we said we were allowed to do?
And was I gave like, you full ass permission
are
and you did it?
Fucking kidding me? and so there was like a little bit of a falling out and then I started dating this one guy. Mm-hmm. And then there was just like after that guy, this talk of like, let's just do this. Mm-hmm. Like, we both really like each other. That thing happened. I dated this guy. Mm-hmm. We clearly, like, have strong feelings for each other. But before that, because I feel like this question is
so
asked
you
us
kept
sometimes.
Talking. Sorry. You kept talking while you were dating other people?
I dated somebody else. And we had, yes, we would still talk, but not like, but he had moved back by this time.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I was dating somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so But not like, not the way we were talking, mm-hmm. but just like a friendly, hey, how are you? Or hang out or something like that. Nothing of that caliber mm-hmm. because I was hurt. mm-hmm. Rightfully so in my head in certain ways.
I mean, I feel like we've all been like, yes, go ahead and do the thing I desperately don't want you to do. I'm fine with it. And then it happens and you're like,
are you fine?
Okay. Yeah. Well, my feelings are more than hurt.
Right, like I can't believe, right, like I never thought that would truly happen. There was also, yeah, there was a whole thing, but anyways. And so then it was like me like being like, all right, let's do this. Like
mm-hmm. You initiated fully, it.
Because he was like, I can't do this, like, maybe will we, won't we mm-hmm. sort of thing. And so I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it. But I feel like before that, there was never really, because I feel like I've been asked this question of like, when you're in a relationship, when does that talk? Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I had that with other people. I guess I had it with a guy before because mm-hmm. I was like, because we both were like, nope, we are seeing each other, mm-hmm. but we have an end date and this is, we're two little weirdos and this is, and we are comfortable with this and, and so, but before that, I don't think I ever, even in like middle school, high school, or after that, had mm-hmm. a talk of like, now this becomes exclusive. Mm. But I don't think that's crazy to have or to broach.
I never know when to have that conversation.
I mean, it's easy for me to say in reply to that of like, when you want to.
I guess.
That's what I mean. It's so easy for me to be like, well, whatever you want and say whatever you want and fuck it. And, but yeah, I think it's, what are we going to Google answer or question like when to have a talk?
You can Google any question you have about a relationship and there are answers.
Yeah, but that's, but who are these people? It doesn't mean they're right or they're wrong.
And then a lot of the answers on Quora? Do you know
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. It's Q-U-O-R-A. It's okay. A weird forum where you can like just ask people questions and people answer. Mm-hmm. But any question I've ever had has been there. Like I once asked, I was like, how do you know if a man loves you more than his dog? That someone had an answer.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember what the answer was, but it was like, if you have to ask, probably doesn't love you more than his dog.
I don't think I love Drew more than my dog. And I love Drew so much. He's my partner in life. I love him so much. What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. I was just wondering if this man would ever love me more than his dog at one point. This was like 2 years ago. I don't know. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, I'm exhausted.
Right. You felt jealous. Or were you jealous by
kind
dog?
Of. I was like, yeah, you're always that. Talking about your dog. I don't.
Okay.
When do you like me?
Okay,
also,
that's
only
different.
Been on, like, two
I get
with
that.
Him, and it was just, I was being crazy.
Uh-huh. Did you like the dog?
Crazy. The dog was fine.
Yeah.
Actually, it was kind of annoying. It was mm-hmm. fine. Everyone has a dog now, which is fun.
You have a dog.
I have two.
You
Clyde
have
and Charlie.
I know.
Have you seen Bird Box?
I haven't. Ugh. It feels like it's too, is it too sad?
It is scary and I did cry.
Ugh, like, I can't handle that. Sob. I feel like that's my entire life is scared and sad.
Well, this is not an escape from that.
Yeah, I don't
need that.
There
are scenes that are so exhausting yeah. and you're like, this is so tense. And the reason, like, there are so many memes about it. And I was like, I gotta understand the memes.
Yeah.
And then I met this man in Vegas who's like, you gotta see Bird Box. And he was very drunk and so funny. And I was like, well, I guess this man told me I need to see
right.
it. I gotta see
you
it.
You gotta
He's
follow
wild.
The signs. Yeah.
Anyway, Sandra Bullock calls these kids girl and boy. And she seems to like one better. So I call my dogs now girl and boy. And by now, I mean within the last day. Mm-hmm. And by I mean I did it once. And I'll probably revert back to calling them Charlie and Clyde.
Yeah.
And that's who I'm dating right now, Charlie and Clyde. And it's not going well.
I was going to ask this. Have you thought, I mean, I guess aside from the podcast, and you have a busy-ass life, of like, taking a break or like not like, I feel like I want to, you're always doing fun things. Like I want to hang out with you. Like we do hang out, but like, I'm also like, why, like, or maybe it's the thing of like, when you don't want it, then it falls into your lap. I don't know. I was just,
that's what people say. But I know, then but if you don't work on it and try, no one is going to knock on my door and be like, hello, it's me.
It's the same thing. I didn't mean to be like, because I feel like it is, it's always something. It's a numbers game, or like I should be on this, or like putting forth effort, or like making time for that, or like also forgetting it. It's like always
me,
like
me and my therapist have decided that I'm going to take a little break.
Okay.
She was like, take a break until the beginning of the year. And I thought about it. And I started swiping yesterday and was like, you know what? I don't know. I think I need to just I have a lot of balls in the air that I need to work on. So I'll just work on my career for now. And then maybe the second half of the year, try to work on a relationship, which might make for some boring episodes in the podcast. But I mean, I gotta just take some time for me.
Yeah. What does that mean? I know you're in. Are you still pole dancing?
Yes.
Oh, do you love it?
Do you want to come to a class with me?
Yes, I want to come to a class. I'm so bad.
You would be surprised.
I tried it once. You would be surprised. No, I didn't go to that. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I tried it once and I thought I would be I have an unreasonable amount of confidence in a lot of things I do, which I have no emphasis. And I was like, I've done dance and gymnastics. Like, this is what this is. And I remember trying it and I was awful. And it hurt. Like
it does hurt. I have a bruise on my leg that I don't think is ever going to go away. Yeah. From it. But my teacher, Veronica Pohl, I don't know if that's her government name, but she is great. I love her. And she breaks it down in a way where she, after like a class or two with her, she's like, oh, okay, you're a very visual person. So like, I will make, I will do it visually for you. Or like, you need me to literally break this down to the smallest way possible and I'll tell you. I really like her. And for a while, I was like, you have to jump on the pole. And it's like, no, when you're beginning, you're descending down the pole. So there's you never have to jump. You just descend. And that was super helpful. But I like it specifically because I feel strong and it's tangible. Yes. There's a mirror and I can watch myself spin. And then we did this one backwards move that had my sides hurt for a full 4 days.
Oh, I bet.
And I was like, I like it. I like that I worked my body in a way that my body was like, never, never have I moved like this. So I like it. So I'm trying really hard to become the pole queen, and I'll have more nights available that I'm not dating people, that I can do that.
I've been to a lot of strip clubs lately, and I, well, before I would go, but Drew loves a strip club, and his birthday was recent. We went to a few in one night, and I always admired it, but like now I'm like to a whole nother degree. Am I just like,
it
oh
is
my
so
gosh,
hard?
Yeah, and also to be sexy at the same time.
Yes. There's a lot of ladies in my class who are doing the movements, but you're like, I don't think you've ever been sexy a day in your life.
Right? Absolutely.
And I'm not sexy, but
I feel like you can give sex off.
No.
Are you a silly one in bed?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Yes.
Talking to a dick like a microphone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
I've
been there.
I've done that before. Or I've been like, it's like a joystick. And they did not enjoy that.
Make fart noises on their balls?
Yeah.
It's great.
I love that. I was once riding a boy and I said, do you like what I'm doing?
Right. Well, because riding is...
it's been a struggle.
It's been a struggle.
I've done it. I think I'm good at it. But I don't know. Nobody really like grades you after sex. No one's ever been like, that was okay.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been to like an orgy or like a group sex?
I've only had threesomes. I've never been to an orgy. But I've been to a club where people were fucking, and there was this man being barebacked. This is in Florida, and I think the club is called Ramrod. So this dude was fucking this other dude, and he looked up and he went, huh, loosely exactly Nicole.
No!
Or girl code, or he may have said girl code, and I went, oh, hello.
As these two men were fully fucking.
And honestly, I'd never been happier.
Sure.
Oh, I bragged about it for days. I was like, you remember when those two fucking men recognized me?
Right? I feel like, aren't there like sex clubs or something that like you fuck and then like maybe have a productive talk about it? Is this like a fantasy in my head that like happens?
I think it's a fantasy in your head. But honestly, maybe we should open a fuck club where you fuck. And then have a therapy session about it.
Or maybe do you have a sex partner like that or a friend that you could be like, all right, tips and tricks? Is this silly? Dumb?
It's
I don't
not
know.
Silly. I was fucking someone for a while that I probably could have asked.
Yeah.
But never did. Now I don't fuck him anymore. I don't have like, I think I'm past having like a sex, like a fuck buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, for me now, if I'm having good sex with somebody and I enjoy being with them, I'm like, well, why the buddy part?
Right.
Can we just like be together?
Right. This is one thing or another.
I don't know. Tony, here's a question. Would you date me?
I would. I've thought about this.
Yes!
I think, okay. Do you want to know why?
Yes,
because I've thought about this. Well, a few things. Have I messed around with women? Yes. So I feel like taking aside like certain typical either like I typically obviously date men mm-hmm. or hook up or all my boyfriends have been guys. I think you and Drew are a lot alike. You're very sexual. Mm-hmm. You're very fun. You're down to have a fun time.
Yes.
You like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's just a lot of similarities of like yin and yang there mm-hmm. where I feel like we balance each other out. Would we work out long term? Maybe.
Yeah.
But I definitely would give it a shot.
Yeah. Now tell your brothers to get it together so I can have one.
Are we running out of time? Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
If you were to take me out on a date and you were taking me in, yes, splitting the check, all of those things, mm-hmm. but you're into me, like me, Tony.
Yes.
What would our date be?
Let's see. What would our date be?
Also, would you date me?
I would. I think you're fun. I think you're funny. I think you're easy to talk to. I think you're very pretty. Let's see. On our date, I would probably... I know you don't exclusively drink martinis, but a lot of times you're drinking a dirty martini.
Ugh,
so I would probably try to take you to like a martini bar or something where mm-hmm. you could taste a bunch of different martinis.
Oh my gosh.
And then maybe I'd take you to a strip club, but maybe not.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I would take you to a martini bar.
Oh, what a great date.
Thank you.
I think also because you're so good at like hair and makeup and dressing mm-hmm. and style that I can't match that. So I think there might be like, not that I would be the schlubby partner, but that you would be like, you can't get dolled up for me. And I'd be like, I tried. I honest to God tried.
Don't mind someone who's not like focused on a look.
Okay.
I like when people are comfortable wearing what they want to wear, where I'm like, oh, you got one thing that I really like.
Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tony, do you have anything you want to promote?
Not really. Although we did, you were on my first episode of yes. Munchies with Tony Charlene.
Yes.
Where I fell in love with you even more. look it up. It's somewhere.
Very fun. We made Drew go buy a deep fryer.
And we have that deep fryer still that we talk about deep fryer uh-huh. dates.
Yes, we need to throw some shit in that deep fryer.
Absolutely.
Also, you have a show at UCB Franklin every
yes.
Friday night, 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Bangarang.
Yes.
It's a real fun time.
It is a fun time.
It's improv, and you have a monologist?
It rotates. You have to be there to know what it is.
Improv is fun. Okay. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe. Give it 5 stars. If you send me something nasty, I will read it. So this person said, hey, Nicole, you're really so beautiful. I need your help. I really have a fart fetish and I need someone to let me eat their smelly ass while they fart on my face, then rub their dirty ass on my face to get me off. I really hope you can help me. But if not, I understand. This is a really embarrassing thing for me. I don't know if that's a real message or if they wanted me to read it.
Would you do that, though? Legit?
Would I fart on somebody?
And rub your dirty ass?
Okay, I would... dirty ass for me means I didn't wipe well.
Right, that's what I'm
guessing,
always
wiping
too.
really well. Because who likes a skid mark? That's weird to look down and go, fuck, I didn't succeed.
Yeah, we're
wiping my butt.
Didn't succeed.
I did poorly. I did a D-minus job at wiping my ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to wipe it good. And I use wet wipes.
Do you pack with wipes? Because you travel a lot.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I use Lola. I do ads for Lola, but Lola has these like little individual wipes that I use and genuinely like them. And I wipe down planes with them sometimes.
Yeah.
Which I don't know is helpful, whatever.
Sure.
But a dirty butt, I feel like I'd be like...
Sorry. If you heard that, that's...
man, I think it's...
wipe your dirty ass on somebody.
Dirty butt. I think I'd be a little self-conscious to be like, how dirty is dirty?
Okay.
If he wants me to like take a fresh shit and sit on his face,
ooh,
I might be able to do that. Uh-huh. But like, I think I'd have to really like that person because it would feel weird to me.
Yeah.
And then fart in someone's face, that makes me nervous. Sometimes a fart.
You don't know what's going to happen.
It might be a wet fart.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I'm shitting on your face. I don't want to shit on your face.
Yeah.
Because then it's just confusing.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, sometimes when I make out with a white person, I leave a ring of my brown makeup on them. So it looks like maybe I've shat on them. So, like, that might convolute when I just kiss somebody and I will have, like, PTSD from when I shat on a man. So, so I don't know if I could do that.
Okay. All right.
Would you sit on a man and fart on him?
On their face. I don't know if I could do that on command. If they want, I want to be Dan's having just GGG in bed.
Mm-hmm,
But I feel like you should give me sex advice. This is a whole new thing.
Okay.
I don't. Could I do that? I think I have the same thing as you. How dirty is dirty?
Yeah.
Is this like a thing? Like even dirty talk, I'm like, what are we doing right now? Like,
I
all right.
I do like a little bit of dirty talk.
Sure, I get it. But I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like I'm... Yeah, I'm... like I feel like I could work... Like...
I do... I don't do a lot of dirty talk because I'm like, hopefully my mouth is full or I'm moaning with excitement.
That's hot.
So, I mean,
hello.
That's a little bit here and there. Mostly it's just like, you like that pussy.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Yeah.
Then, yes. Yes, I do. I'm waiting for someone to be like, nah, it's not my favorite.
Yeah. I am Latin, but like
what?
Somebody was like,
did you say, oh, Latin.
Yes. This will follow.
Okay.
But like somebody saw me talking to somebody of my family in Spanish or something. And they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, you speak Spanish. And I was like, oh yeah, but I don't really.
Mm-hmm.
And then in bed, they're like, speak Spanish. And
no.
I was like, oh, and I was like,
sentences that were like,
you wouldn't know, but like, are not.
Como
sex.
La playa.
It was.
Como te leche. O los niños a la playa. O tu biblioteca.
Yeah, it was like enough to be like, is this from a song or like,
funny.
Anyways, could I do that? I don't know. I don't know if I could. If I'm being honest, no. Could I get there with a good partner? Maybe.
Yeah, I guess if it was like a thing we had to work on.
Yeah, okay. And I don't want to shame anybody for that. Because
whatever gets you off, gets you off.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, that's it. That's it for us. Tony, thank you so much.
Oh, let's get martinis.
Okay, bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.